Indy 500, but to take on a bigger and more challenging race than even the Indianapolis 500. So we encourage all Hoosiers to join us. You get an opportunity to get that vaccine, please get it. Please continue to wear masks. We're 86 days away from the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500, and we hope to see many of you here. We're really encouraged with the way that things are going with our numbers in the state of Indiana, the availability of vaccine. Everything's looking good. The sun shines out. The state's going in the right direction, and we cannot wait to host people again here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as soon as we get this behind us. With that, I'm going to turn it over to the governor of the state of Indiana, Governor Holcomb.
Thank you, Doug, so much. And before I get to the pit crew behind us here, I also want to thank the almost 17,000. We got 4,200 Hoosiers literally lining up and getting vaccinated today at this site, and 4,200 tomorrow, and 4,200 Sunday, and 4,200 on Monday. So 16,800 in a four-day period, plus all the sites around the state of Indiana. And this is truly, methodically, how we're going to continue to slow the spread and beat COVID 19. It's great, as Doug said, to watch the sun come up this morning at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's now going to be forever known as the greatest spectacle in vaccination. At least that's what I'm texting my selfie photos around the country and around the world. But to think about how far we've come. Tomorrow, as you'll recall, marks the one-year milestone of our first case reported. And what's kind of fascinating to me is this weekend, because of these mass vaccination sites, we're soon to surpass the total number of positive COVID-19 cases with full vaccinations. And that is a powerful, positive milestone to achieve. And so I want to thank everyone. And this is obviously, racing's a team sport. And as you saw, I mean, we were in there, Doug, what's an average pit stop? 2.4 seconds or something like that. It didn't take that long, and you would have had to told me I got the shot to realize the needle was there. And so this is easy peasy. It's free. And we want to encourage not just the 4,200 people here today, but we want to encourage every eligible Hoosier to get vaccinated. It's going to help us get through this quicker than we already are. Obviously, more work ahead, but as each week that unfolds, that progress that Doug just spoke on is evident. And we have sought to keep this as simple as possible. Simplicity is greater than complexity when it comes to rolling out an operation as large as vaccinating 4.5 million eligible Hoosiers. But we're doing exactly that. And again, that's how we're going to beat this. I want to also thank Senator Bray and Senator Taylor and Representative Shackelford for stepping forward. I want to thank Andre and Mr. Winters for the partnership. We've all been in this hand in glove together. I mean, the state of Indiana and our federal partnership, Congressman Carson, I mean, we have relied on you all and you personally to get us all through this. And we're doing it together, and that just is an enormous sense of Hoosier pride and something we can all take a lot of comfort in, knowing that that neighborly way about us is what's going to see us through. So I will turn it over to the doctor who informed me that I was eligible today, and that today was the day. And Dr. Box, if you could just give us a little more elaborate on all that is occurring and how we got here, and then how the days ahead will unfold. Appreciate it.